Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we have had three warnings by three separate groups that we need to take a look at. And there's a lot to cover this morning as I walk through Huntington Beach. So please like, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris, and I will talk about him later. But first things first. First warning, Jerome Powell steps forward and says, listen, everybody needs to understand, even if we lower interest rates, it's going to do nothing to the housing market. It's not going to make things more affordable. It's going to make no change as far as the amount of inventory that they say is a real problem. So if you're one of the real estate people that believes that there is a problem with the just the sheer number of houses that are available right now, nothing's going to change. You could drop interest rates down to 2% and you're still going to have a problem with the inventory of houses. So once again, he's talking about, Jerome Powell that is talking about how there's going to be a lot of bank failures right now when it comes to the commercial real estate, and people need to prepare themselves for this. Now, you guys, I am telling you this right now. I've got the inside scoop on this because I deal with people that own foreclosure companies that are expanding into the commercial space. And I want you to think about this. If you have a regulated foreclosure here in California, let's just use California, and you deal with FHA, you know, Fannie Mae, all that stuff, you know, the most that you can charge people is basically $1,900 to do the entire foreclosure process. Okay? Still a good fee. Still, you know, worth doing, okay? But if you have a commercial bank, you can charge 1% of the value of the property. Huh? You could have, you know, a foreclosure that would be easier to do, that would be less risky, because you're going to walk to the front door of a building, post it on the front of a building, and start to, you know, start the foreclosure proceedings, where you could make tens of thousands of dollars for each posting. It's crazy. So what would you rather do? Okay, not risk your life with some angry homeowner with a gun, or walk up to a building like that. So that being said, you're going to see more and more of these foreclosures happen and more bank failures. This is the big week for the banking industry right now. And if you believe what they're talking about, there could be major changes and a major collapse. The second warning is Michael Hartnett from Bank of America. He is their very conservative, fiscally conservative guy at Bank of America, talking about how you're going to see problems with the debt market and you're going to see massive failures as far as, you know, as far as banks owing money, as far as people going out of business, and this could affect different nations. You could definitely see the US dollar come under fire right now. They've got a little street fair out here today. I'm just walking above it and staying away from the music and everything like that. So once again, you could see there's been, and I'm gonna combine this with a second one, and that is you could see a lot of bank failures. You could see the stock market crash as much as 50%. And we've heard this for years, guys. So is that the case? Is that gonna go down? Who knows? Now, the third warning, which I think is the most severe, is in New York City, which I have to be honest with you guys, when I was in New York City last month, I never felt safe for a second, okay? I always thought that it was, you know, just anything could happen at a moment's notice. What a lovely place to live in. But here's what's going on right now, is that in Queens, New York...
Come on, dude, you're too old to be a YouTuber.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, okay.
Put that in the highlights.
Oh, I will. It'll be there. I know. Anyways, the other thing is in Queens, New York, they are selling fake IDs. So for $80, you can get a fake Social Security card. You can get fake ID, fake driver's license, and a green card, you know, so you can get a job. Now, the problem with this is that read the article below out of the New York Post. And the New York Post is talking about the severity of what could happen, 9/11-esque. So Does that concern you? It concerns me, because we have no idea who these people are. Now, Governor Hochul, in her infinite wisdom of stupidity and imbeciliality, I mean, she just had I mean, you guys voted for that, okay? And now that the state is completely inundated with all these problems and, you know, people being set free with, you know, from committing heinous crimes and giving a parking ticket, okay? It is crazy. Now, when you go on the subway, they are randomly doing bag searches. Not everybody. It's not like going on TSA and going hopping on a plane. They're randomly searching bags. Okay, you look suspicious. Let's go through your bag. No, you lady, come over here. Let's go through your bag. How insane is that? But if you want to buy a fake ID, if you want to buy, you know, anything there, you know, documents, anything like that, you don't think that this is going to create chaos and problems for New York? So, guys haven't seen anything yet, you know? So, share your thoughts on these warnings. Jerome Powell, you know, we had fake job numbers issued, and it was the greatest jobs report ever. Think about this. There were more jobs issued, but our unemployment went up. Huh? Okay, well, that doesn't make sense, because it's fake, guys. And all this immigrant workforce that they're talking about is ridiculous. Now, if you buy your fake ID from Queens and places like this, then you can join the workforce. But I am telling you guys, you're going to see something bad happen, and I wouldn't want to be in areas like New York City, okay? So let me know if you guys think I'm just, you know, speaking really negative, or if you believe any of this stuff, because you have to listen to somebody, and you have to take this stuff seriously. You know, in one way, shape, or form, you've got to take it seriously. But your security, that's everything. Don't put yourself in a position that you could be put in danger. And the best thing to do is stay away from New York. Okay, that's my opinion. Let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris and Morning Kick. Chuck Norris is the legendary actor who's been in Hollywood for decades. And one thing that he's come up with is a video to show you how he stayed in such great shape. There are three things that he did that have made a huge difference in his health, from his belly fat, his joint pain, and his stamina, and being able to work out longer and just be more fit. If you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can see the video that he put together for us. It's absolutely amazing. But check it out today, and it's made a huge difference, okay? Three simple little things that you can do that can make a huge difference in your health, and follow Chuck's advice. The best place to see this is use the link below to watch the video and see what he put together. His wife has even followed the protocol, and she says it makes her feel like she did when she was in her 50s. So take a look at it today. Go to chuckdefense.com/Dan and check out the video today. We are getting inundated with fees right now because businesses are not making money. The latest is the medical profession. Now, this blew me away because this was sent to me by multiple people, but I want you to think about this. You go out and you have insurance. You're not uninsured. You go to your doctor's office and they charge you a, quote, administration fee. You're like, well, what's that, okay? In addition to your copay, in addition to anything you have to pay out of pocket, they're charging an administration fee. Now, some of these were as little as $25, and I say that that's good because at the $25, it's light that they're only charging people that. The worst thing is that they're calling it a concierge fee with some of these providers, and they're charging people $200 extra, $300 extra to see your own doctor. Is that insanity? I mean, it makes it so that people cannot afford to go to the doctor anymore. You just can't. So where does it end? Where do these fees end? And where do people sit there and say, enough is enough? You know, I'm tired of being nickel and dimed to death. And one thing I always tell people is look at your statements. Jamie wrote me and has had an Arco fleet card for his gas card forever. I don't know what part of the country he's in, but I want you to think about this. Jamie's one of these people that knows his billing. Billing shuts off on the 17th. every month, and he makes the payment online. But when he makes the payment online, it has to reset every month, and every month he has to have a new password. And it's the most frustrating thing, he says, ever, just to be able to make an online payment to pay his ARCO bill. Now, one thing that happened last month, and this carried over into February, was they changed the due date from the 17th to the 12th. Just did it blindly. So when Jamie made his payment, it was technically late. He got charged, and he sent this over, which is crazy. It was 12.5% late fee of the balance for a minimum of $75. He got charged a $174 late fee on his gas card. Is that just criminal or what? $174. So he called customer service over at ARCO, and they said, yeah, this is excessive. We'll work on this. But doesn't have just an online billing, use paper statements, but they changed it and didn't tell anybody that they changed the due date. So have you guys seen stuff like this? Because you're gonna start to see more and more things like this. Everywhere you go that they can charge you more money, they're going to do this, and it's unfair. It's not realistic to pay an administrative fee with the banks, but there's two stories below that cover this. So, you know, we have to look out for everything we're doing, because businesses are not making money, and they're not gonna make money by better service or charging less. They're going to make money by charging you more and making things up. So share your thoughts on this. If you've been hit with any of these ridiculous fees, like the administration fee to go to the doctor or Jamie's fee for his ARCO gas card, let me know, okay? Let me know. Send it to hello@iallegedly.com. But what do you guys think about this? Because I think it's outrageous. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. My niece is getting married today, which is nice. All the relatives are in town. All my kids are in town. Just fantastic to see everybody. We've been invited to all the festivities so far, and it's been great. And it'll be nice, nice big party. And everybody, hundreds of people at this wedding, so it'll be fun. It's always nice to have a day like today. Couple things that are wild is that there's a great story below about Costco, you know, the people that pass out the samples. And I was at a Costco this week and was blown away at how rude people were. I was like, God, people don't wait in line, and they cut in line, and they grab five of them, and they swear at each other. I was like, wow, I wish I filmed that. This is really terrible that people are rude in Tustin, California at the Costco. And then this article was sent to me about how not only this is happening everywhere, and that the person that passes out the samples said about how rude people are, and how everything right now has gotten completely out of control because people swear, people cut, people grab too much, people are just absolutely entitled and horrible. Again, it goes back to civility, guys, which is my final story. It's like, it's so terrible that we can't be kind to one another anymore. Nobody can be grateful, nobody can be thankful, nobody can wait in line. You're getting something for free, getting a free sample, and most of you won't buy it because you're just too cheap. So there's that. Final story is P&O Cruise Line had a 100-day cruise, and Rebecca Goldwater took her mom on the cruise, and her mom got sick, you know, 10 days into the cruise and died. So you know what P&O did? They sold her room. She gets, you know, from the hospital, decides she's going to continue with the cruise, and hops back on the boat in, she started in Guatemala, hopped back on the boat in Hawaii, only to find out that her mom's stuff had been packed away and they sold the, you know, the cabin to somebody else. Now, isn't that terrible? God, that's awful. That is so bad. So, again, civility. Civility is dead. Kindness is dead. People saying thank you and being grateful is dead. But hey, we gotta maximize our profit at P&O Cruise Lines, and grandma's dead. So don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Let me know if you guys get any other warnings that you wanna share with us. And if you wanna get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon, okay?